Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Several artists lend their talents and a tribute to Jewish American composers. It's the annual fundraising concert for Temple B'nai Israel in Monroe. And with a look at the upcoming evening of music on Saturday is Phyllis Marcus. Phyllis, good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, glad that you are here. Well, the concert has grown into a favorite of many in the area. Rod Allen Payne has assembled the musical lineup once again this year. Tell us about the work that he's continued in coordinating this concert.
Well, Bob has done this for us now for the last 6 years, and without him we could not have done this. He coordinates all of the artists, and Carvel Avis and Lawrence Gibbs have come with him all of these years. They've been part of it. And this year he has Gigi Shin, Lisa Spann, and Nancy Wilson, okay, and Zelia Logan. Okay. And Zelia, when she sings, she just belts it out. She's got a beautiful voice. And this year, for the first time, we have Margaret Zentner. And Margaret, I understand, I have not met her, but she's a student. And Margaret has won several awards, and she has she also sang at Carnegie Hall. So we're really looking forward to all of these artists.
Yeah, you mentioned Carvel Avis and Lawrence Gibbs, of course, over at Louisiana Tech. The work that they do, just phenomenal musicians.
They're just wonderful. They really are. Lawrence Gibbs could compete with anybody. He's just got a magnificent, he's wonderful with the saxophone and the clarinet. I don't think Benny Goodman has anything on him.
Yeah, we mentioned Gigi Shin. I believe Gigi has been there, the past year
this
or
is,
two?
I think, going to be the third year that Gigi's with us, and people just love him.
A lot of folks know Gigi and kind of follow along with him.
There was an article in Sunday's paper that Carvel Avis, he had been interviewed, and Carvel said that he just enjoys the warmth of the people. Mm-hmm. And the people are the community. The people have been, without the community, we just could not have done it. We are so grateful to the city of Monroe because they come and they enjoy every minute of it. These artists are phenomenal. You just have no idea. And all I can tell you is when the show is over, people come up and say, when are you going to do it again next year? And after the show is over, we have a beautiful reception that the women of our congregation have, they bake. And all in all, it's just a nice evening.
Could you share some of the composers whose works have been featured in the concert?
Well,
you know, some folks say, well, am I going to know a lot of music?
Oh, you'll know. Anybody would know the music. The music of Irving Berlin, White Christmas, God Bless America. The gentleman that wrote Take Me Out to the Ball Game was a Jew. George Gershwin's music, Porky and Bess, things like that. Marvin Hamlisch's music, they would recognize the music, and they've even extended it to some of the milder rock music, like Neil Diamond. Mm-hmm. And Bob Dylan, for some of the younger people. And my group, I like the old music, but the music is just a nice evening of enjoyable music that everybody would recognize.
Do you have a personal favorite?
Not really. I just love it all.
A collection of them all.
I just love it all. My husband always says I should have been born in the 20s. I should have been a flapper because I just love that kind of music.
Proceeds from the concert going towards maintenance and upkeep of the historic cemetery. Tell us about that property and how long has the temple held that and some of the work going on there.
The property, we have people buried there since the Civil War. So it's old. It's an old cemetery. And the purpose of the concert was the cemetery was getting run down and it wasn't looking very nice. And so we decided, my husband and I thought it would be a good idea if we could raise money to renovate it and clean it up a little. And that's exactly what we did. So we feel for what we started out to do, we've really fulfilled our pledge. and the cemetery is looking nice. And not only that, the city cemetery was looking so bad, and they've kind of cleaned the city cemetery up, because when they would come to show the two cemeteries off, the city cemetery really looked bad.
It's a lot of work that has transpired since the time. But also, Phyllis, I guess we'd be remiss if we didn't mention, you know, this kind of originally started with you and your husband, Don, and Billy Ledbetter.
Billy was wonderful, and we really miss not having him. But his sister, Nancy Wilson, mm-hmm. she's come the last few years. She's been a singer, and I will always remember Billy. He was very impressed with the music, and he was the one that said, "You'll never run out of music," because of the list of composers that we had.
Of course, you and your husband, Don, have rallied the community around this concert since it began. What do you enjoy most about embracing the project and the public's response?
That's the public response.
Yeah.
there's just no words for it, because people thank us for something that we've enjoyed doing, and it's just overwhelming.
Well, the concert gets underway this Saturday at the Temple. If someone would like to find out more about the concert or to get their tickets for the evening, how could they do so?
If they come to the Temple, we're on the corner of Orrell Place and Park Avenue. They can buy tickets, purchase tickets at the Temple. I am there from 9 until 12, Monday through, well, Friday I leave a little earlier. Mm-hmm. I would suggest if somebody would want a ticket, they could mail me a check. The only thing is, I'm afraid that it may be too late for me to mail them back their tickets, but if I have their check, I will hold the tickets at the door for them. To tell them to come and buy tickets at the door, I really don't want to promise, because sometimes we're sold out. But that would be the best thing, just to come to the Temple or call me at 387-0730 and to make sure that when I'm there, and any questions about the tickets.
Phyllis, thank you for joining us.
Bob, thank you so much. I appreciate you.